Operation Savings on Kerry today in association with BillGenie.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGenie.ie.
Yeah, we've got James Murphy in studio with us here for a weekly update on Operation Savings. This is where we give you the chance and we talk about the need to take a look at your bill, take a look and see if you can change. And by changing, you save money to get you through the winter and get ready, I suppose, for the higher electricity prices that we are facing right now and that will unfortunately continue into next year. James, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners.
And we'll have a reminder in a moment now exactly how you can get involved and all of that. But our update for this week with another couple of thousand euro projected savings for listeners, and we're now up to over 60,000 euro in the projected savings from this whole Operation Savings since we started.
Yeah, so this week, fairly good saving figure there, 3,282 euro, which will be staying in Kerry as opposed to going off to suppliers, which is all good. And yeah, we've broken the 60,000 mark. You know, people are getting involved, probably not as many as we are hoping to. We're hoping more will send on the bills and let's get it changed over, I suppose. But there's a couple of reasons maybe why people are reluctant or slow to do it at the moment.
Yeah, we're in unprecedented times. There's people are going to be getting 600 euro from the government. There may be a bit of reluctance there. Well, I won't change until that comes true because I'd be afraid I'd lose it, which you won't.
Correct.
But the other fact then, I suppose, is that the real high bills they're in the post yet. They haven't arrived in people's doorsteps.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose the two factors I'd look at really is that they haven't seen the effect yet. We, like most of us, okay, except for people who are on prepay meters who would have seen it straight away, most people, I suppose, pay their electricity in arrears. So basically they use the power and then they pay for it after in the bi-monthly bill. So people wouldn't have got the bills yet with the October increases. Realistically, look, it's going to be the end of November before anyone gets one of the real new bills with the new prices that are up over 40 cent a unit, unfortunately. So I suppose that's one factor why people possibly haven't been sitting on the bills this week. The other factor, as you mentioned, is the 600 euro credit.
Yeah. We still don't have exact dates for that, do we?
No. And
as to when it will be applied.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There'll be one before Christmas and the rest after.
That's right. Like, we don't have the full detail yet, or we don't have dates of when people are going to get it. We know people are going to get the 600, but we don't know exactly. We have been told that they'll get one 200 euro before Christmas, and then they'll get another one in January and another one in March. But we don't have exact dates. So, but what's probably happening is people are sitting back now thinking, oh, sure, the pressure's off the 600 euro. That'll do my bills for ages if you compare it to last year's bills. But the bills this year are going to be so much different. Jury, so the 600, yeah. You know, it's about making that last, making it stretch, you know.
Yeah.
So just to put people's minds at ease, you can still change supplier now, right? Because what happens is, like, it's not like you lose the 200 euro if you change suppliers. What they did with the first credit back in March was they set a date, and it was the 29th of March was the date they set. We don't have the new date, so it's probably going to be, 30th of November or 1st of December, and whoever you're with on that day, whichever supplier you're with, they will pay you the 200 euro, or it'll be credited on your bill from that supplier. So, but we don't even have that date yet, so people can still change.
You were talking last week as well about solar PV, and we were going through that kind of, because everyone is examining these things at the moment to say, look, do I need to get on this? Have the prices made it more of an emphasis now that I need to actually make the leap and get solar panels, start making some money back and make the investment? And there was a couple of different options in relation to that. One thing you didn't say was option number one was you pay your 12,500 euro to invest in a solar PV set. That's the average we're talking about here now.
Yeah.
That will save, how much will it save again, approximately, per annum?
Around 1,700 to 1,800 euro on today's prices.
Okay, and how many years before it pays itself back?
We estimated that to be around 7.5 or 8 years. So I suppose anyone that was listening in last week, we just did an example. We just plucked figures, I suppose, out of, you know, a rough example.
Yes.
Each house is going to be different because you have different roofs, different sizes. People use different power, and it's tailor-made to you and your usage. Okay, so we just picked an example of where you could pay 12,500 up front. That'd be your net cost after the grant, 12,500. It would generate somewhere in the region of 4,500 units, right? And we worked out that it was around 1,700 or 1,800 euro worth of savings per annum. Okay,
so could make the savings back then 7 or 8 years
yeah
from now,
yeah,
depending,
yeah,
give or take.
But I suppose the main thing, and as soon as we went off air the last day, I said to Jerry, and Jerry will vouch for this, I said, geez, I forgot to say the most important thing. And the most important thing is, we're going to be paying the money anyway, Jerry. You know, we're going to be paying the money to our electricity supplier anyway, the 12 grand over the next 7.5 or 8 years. So you've option one, you invest in the solar. Option two is you do nothing and you just pay your electricity, right?
And the difference is, so in 8 years, if you do nothing, you'll have paid the money, but you won't be making any savings.
You have nothing to show for it.
You're going to show for it.
So if you fast forward 8 years, right, the fellow who invested his 12,500 now, right, he will have, at that stage, he will have added value to his property. He will have added an electricity generating system to his property.
Yes.
They will give him 17 or 8, well, we don't know what the prices will be in 8 years' time,
yes,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
If inflation keeps going, but we're estimating around 1700 or 1800 worth of free electricity every year, whereas the fella that invested nothing has paid that money anyway to his supplier over the next 8 years, and he has nothing to show for it. So I suppose that was just the point I forgot to make last year, last week. About
on the other thing, many people in this county have bulk tank gas. This is where a tank's put on your property and it gets filled up, you know, every couple of months, and that's supplying your gas. Is there a misconception that you can't switch?
There is, yeah. So I guess we do. Look, I work all over Ireland. I suppose I'll work with people from anywhere, and a lot of people have the natural gas piped into the house, right? We don't have it here, unfortunately, but a lot of Kerry listeners would have a gas tank at home, or bulk tank gas.
They'd have,
right,
a pipeline into the stall, but that's as far as it goes.
That's fair. Most of the rest of the county doesn't have it. So people might have a bulk tank at home. And look, I myself fell victim to this because I didn't realise that you can actually change supplier with your bulk tank, okay? So I was with the one supplier for around 15 years.
Who put in the original tank?
Who put in the tank first day when we built the house. And we'd 15 years with that supplier before I realised, hold on a minute, I didn't know I could change, right? And by changing my supplier 2 years ago, I saved a lot of money. Just by changing over, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, it is simple. You just sign up to the new company. They'll come along. They'll install a new tank. They'll take the gas from the old tank, put it into the new tank, and they arrange a credit with your old supplier. So, you know, there's no interruption in service. People just change over, you know. But most people, I suppose, don't realise that you can actually do that, and you can save money on the bulk tanks as well.
Okay.
You
know? All right. Interesting one. Okay. And one final point as well on that, on a separate thing. You're also looking at broadband for people.
That's right. Since we mentioned the broadband last week, a good few people have been in touch. One gentleman late last night, even I was on the emails to him. Like, he's saving on his broadband, he has potential saving of €36 a month. Now, €36 sounds like small money, but when you multiply that by 12 over a full year, right, it's adding up to €432 worth of savings.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though it sounds small on a monthly basis, over a year it can add up to a nice bit of money, and that €432, you know, it can go a long way towards other things, you know. So
okay. All right. That's one thing to consider as well. Okay, well, listen, a listener asked us this morning and says, Does rich and poor alike get electricity credit? Yes. If you have an electricity account, you get the credit. It doesn't matter how much or how little is in your bank account.
It's not means tested or anything.
Sorry,
everybody with a supply gets
the €600 over there. And we will get news, I'd imagine, next number of days about dates and times for the credit. So we'll keep you updated here as part of Operation Savings.
Yeah.
James, how do people get in touch?
So
what do they do?
Again, look, there's a lot. One thing before we go, I suppose, look, there's a lot of talk about smart meters, smart plans. We've smart watches, we've smart TVs, smart everything now. So what we need is we need smart people, and smart people who will get in touch with BillGeanie.ie. Right?
There you go. How do they do it?
So what they do, they can go onto our website, www.BillGeanie.ie. That's BillGeanie.ie. They can give us a call or a WhatsApp on 086-102-5551, or they can email hello@BillGeanie.ie. And just this week, actually, Jerry, one lady there wasn't too inclined to do the emails and things like that, so she actually posted me out her bill, and she got a letter sent back to her in the post there. She should have it. She might be opening it right now, actually.
Fantastic.
Back. So, you know, we'll try and help everybody where we can. So.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. James, thanks a million. Yeah. We'll see where it goes next week.
Thanks,
hope
listeners.
We get more than 60,000 and add to that overall figure of savings.